Simon Yud Zayin Miem Chav Metzitzis. We'll be discussing tonight in Mitzvah Hashem the halacha of a summer of a blind person. Is he obligated in Mitzvah Tzitzis or is he not? It says Urisim Oisoy. Does that exclude a blind person from the Mitzvah of Tzitzis? We will also be discussing a very hot topic, the topic of the shaila of a woman. Is a woman obligated in Mitzvah Tzitzis or not? Is she excluded or not, or is it similar to any other time bar mitzvah, or is it different, or is it the same? Let us see what the Shulchan Aruch says. Siman Yud Zayin Seif Aleph. Miem Chayovim Betzitzis. Afal Seif Aleph. Afal Gav Dekziv Reisim Oisoy. Although it says in the pasuk Reisim Oisoy, it shall be seen. The tzitzah shall be seen. Suma. A blind person, chayv is obligated, but tzitz is obligated mitzvah tzitzis. Why is that? Mibneshin is rabbe, because it's included in the pasuk which says ma'ashat echasebo. So the pasuk of ma'ashat echasebo tells me that it's anybody should be covered. Anybody who is covered up with a talis of four corners should be having tzitzis. So that obviously means anybody is wrapped up. So even if he's blind, so obviously Urisim Oisoy does not exclude a blind person. So what does Urisim Oisoy refer to? What does he exclude? Ukol Urisim Oisoy, the pasuk Urisim Oisoy says Shulchan Aruch, itzrich. We need that pasuk lemait to exclude ksus laila, garment that is worn by night. So there is a point is addressed in the next Simon Yud Ches. Will address this point in greater detail, but we do. Understand at this stage that any garment which is specifically designated for night is excluded and does not need to put on tzitzis on it. So this is what Urisim Oisoy teaches us, that anything that the mitzvah tzitzis only applies by the time of Urisim Oisoy. By night there's an exclusion. Therefore, a blind person is obligated. But how does he make sure that his tzitzis is kosher? Mishne Bosef Kotten Aleph, Chayv betzitzis. Ve'poshut, it is poshut. The yoche levorech gam ken aleni can also make a brocha. There's no reason why it should be excluded. Yes, a blind person can make a brocha, can wear and make a brocha on mitzvah tzitzis. Ve'ach, sheyiv doik, but you should ensure, you should check it, betchila oisem, betchila, you should check initially, b'mishmush yodov, by touching his hands, by touching with his hands the tzitzis to ensure that they are all kosher. Or alternatively, vakish le'ach levot, we should ask somebody else to check it on his behalf. So he should make sure that they are kosher. He should either do it by checking them whilst feeling it. That's one way. Alternatively, he should ask somebody else to check on his behalf. I do know somebody who Khalid is a blind person, and he Taka always asks every day before making the bracha, he asked somebody, Mamash can't see Nebuch, and he asked somebody to check his tzitzis if they are kosher. I wonder if it's, what's that, is any reason why it doesn't do it with Mishmush Hayad? I wonder if it's the best, I'm not sure what the best, the preferred way is. But continues to Shulchan Aruch, Seif Beis, Noshim, women, Ve'avodim, and slaves, Pturim are exempt from mitzvah tzitzis. Mipnei, because she mitzvah saseh, it is a positive mitzvah, shazman gom, which is time bound. It's a time bound mitzvah, and therefore women are exempt from the mitzvah. Now, of course, the question is asked at this point, we need to ask, well, if that's the case, that the reason why women are exempt is because it's time bound mitzvah, surely it should be no different than lulav, shofar, sukkah, and any other time-bound mitzvah that women, when they do fulfill it, they will make a bracha. So why is it that by mitzvahs tzitzis we find women are less connected to the mitzvah? They don't put on tzitzis generally. Most women that I know don't put on tzitzis. And if they do, they certainly don't make a bracha. So we see that they are not, it's not the same. It's not like lulav and shofar and any other time-bound mitzvah. We feel that over here they don't actually fulfill the mitzvah and they can't make a bracha. So why is it different? If it's because it's time-bound, surely there should be no difference. Continues the Ramah, Mikol Mokem, nevertheless, im roitzim la'otfo, if they want to wrap themselves up and they want to put on talis or tzitzis, ulevorech olav, they can, and they want to make a bracha, harashus biyodon, they can make a bracha, k'moy b'sham mitzvahs, like any other mitzvahs, asay, shazman gom, any other positive mitzvah, which is time-bound, yes, they can make a bracha. So the Ramah here says, initially, the initial take of the Ramah is, that women, which are fulfilling the mitzvah, they can actually make a bracha on it. So initially, the Ramah says, yes, they can make a bracha on it. And they can wear and they can make a bracha. Mishnah Berurah, Sifkot and Gimel explains, Shazman Gomer, the belaylo lav zman tzitzisu, the night is not a time of mitzvah. That's why it's time-bound mitzvah. It's considered a time-bound mitzvah because of nights. Nights, women... A night's tzitzis is not the time of tzitzis, therefore it's time bound. And kol mitzvah shishman gomen any time bound mitzvah noshim pturos, women are exempt. Afilu med rabbonon, even the rabbonon, there's no obligation whatsoever for women to put on to fulfill time bound mitzvahs. To huksha kol atorik tefillah, because any mitzvah is compared to tefillin deksiv bohen leman tirzu shem beficha. The k'moy de pturos mit tefillin, like they are exempt from tefillin deksiv bohen leman deksiv. So the starting point is Torah. The Torah, with regards to Torah, it says, you should teach your sons Torah. That excludes daughters, that excludes, there's no real obligation, no absolute obligation of women to learn Torah. And from there, that's the starting point. From there, we compare to tefillin. From there, it's compared to kolat Torah kula. Came pturis mekol mishzman. Comes from here, we learn that the whole Torah, anywhere that there's time by mitzvahs, women are exempt. Again, starting point is Torah, which says levonecha v'noy b'nerasecha, and then from there we go tefillin, which is time bound, and from there we learn any time by mitzvah, women are exempt. V'avodim yalfinon ungzom gzeir shove lo lo meisha, and avodim is compared to a woman lo lo from a woman v'chol mitzvah man groma ptura gam eved pot, any mitzvah which is time bound, which a woman exempt, also a slave is exempt. This is the Ramah's take, that initially the Ramah understands that a woman is potur of tzitzis because it's time bound, but if she wishes to fulfill the mitzvah, she can do so, and in fact she can make a bracha as well. But this is not really the halacha, because the Ramah continues. Is misatev, ala ilim misatev, but if he's wearing a garment which has four corners, chayav lasus but tzitzis, then he's obligated to put on tzitzis. Masha ein ken lulav, however, lulav, the gam ish, who chayvas gabra, even in the man, it's also chayvas gabra, shu chayvas aguf, which is chayvas aguf. Says the Mishnah Berurah, explains as follows. When there is an absolute obligation, such as lulav, there a woman can also fulfill that obligation. Yes, she's not obligated, but she can fulfill. In fact, she can even say vetzivonu. She can make a bracha. It's not an obligation on her. It's not a vetzivonu. It's not an obligation on her, but it's an obligation on a man. However, when it comes to tzitzis, it's very different. Because a tzitzis, even a man doesn't have to put on. No man needs to buy four-cornered garments. No man needs to go and buy and put it on a garment. You don't have to do that. You don't have to do that. So only when you have four-cornered garment, you have to put on tzitzis. So therefore, who asked? The fact that she puts it on her is mechzekiyur, it's arrogant. Because you don't really have to. It's not chayvas gavra. It's a chayvas mana. And therefore, the creating of the mitzvah is voluntary. There is no real, it's not really, yeah.
They're saying women aren't allowed to wear a piece of clothing they want to wear that happens to have four corners.
Why is that?
This is ushering women to wear clothing they want to wear. Now,
why is that?
Because now every time they want to wear something that's got four corners because it happens to look nice, we're saying, no, you're, what's it called?
No, they have no mitzvah anymore now.
They have a mitzvah, but what, they're offered to wear a four-cornered garment? Women, clothing is so important to clothing. They go to Marks & Spencer's, there's a nice dress they like, it happens to have four corners, let's say. And
they can take it.
You can't wear it because it's arrogant.
They will be able to wear it. It's true that it only specifically referring to once there's no mitzvah, there's also no issa anymore. So they will be able to. The mice, they will be able to.
Sits or tells us the whole day, he's being mevatel mitzvah asa. He's not performing a mitzvah asa he could do during that day.
Say that again.
It's a mitzvah asa to do it. If you do it, if you have a four corner garment,
then you need to put it on.
If a man goes a day without wearing a tzitzis or a talus, he's missing out on doing a mitzvah
asa. Well, to phrase this very correctly, he's not mevatel mitzvah, no. If he's not wearing a four-cornered garment, he's not about the mitzvah. He's missing out an opportunity of fulfilling a mitzvah.
Same as missing
No, it is not. It is clear not, because a mitzvah, mitzvah tefillin is a chovas gavre. You must put on tefillin every single day. Tell us, you know. The emissary will address this a little bit in greater detail at the latest siman, to define this very accurately. In Simchof Aleph, I believe it is. It is. Say that again.
Is it a different issue? It is different.
Yes, it is different. Because according to the svar that we are saying now, the svar is the only reason why it's mechzik liyure. The reason why it's an arrogant. It seems to be arrogant for women to do that. The reason is because even a man doesn't have to do it. So why picking that mitzvah? Why doing that one? So tefillin, however, is different. Tefillin is an absolute obligation on every man to put it on. The reason why tefillin, we'll leave that for... I want to make sure you come back when we learn the tefillin. So we'll get to that mitzvah. Yeah. Since it's banat, we'll see mitzvah, Sunday mitzvah. Okay, so that does the svara, but you agree to the svara. Can I just, did you find the svara, the Mishnah Berurah's understanding, do you hear it? Do you feel it's acceptable?
I'm just playing devil's advocate, but otherwise I understand it. I don't find it any less logical than any of the others.
Good, that's all we want. Very good. So that's the mission. So that's the halacha l'maaseh. It could be, by the way, I didn't see this in post-game, but I think that probably the second stage will take a bit. There might be a loy silbash. That's a good point. I didn't actually see it in the svarim, so I'm leaving it open-ended, but it's a nice svar what you're adding. It's a nice svar. Yeah. Right, continues the Shulchan Aruch. Tumtum v'adrigenes chayovim misafek v'sadfu b'loy broche. A tumtum and adrigenes... Chayov misof, they're obligated to put on tzitzis misofek, and veis out for the shul put it on beloy bracha without the bracha. Perish, what's exactly tumtum and andrigenes? The Ramo explains it over here. I'm not sure it's the Ramo, but the tumtum is loy noida imuzoch and a keva. Tumtum is not known as to whether he is a male or a female. The andrigenes is different. Andrigenes leish loy zachas, when a keva has got simonim and signs both of zachas of a man and the kevas and of a woman. And therefore he has, is either way is a sofek, as to whether a personal sofek or the status is a sofek, right? And tum and andrigenes, either his status is a sofek or himself personally is a sofek. Either way, it's a sofek. Veis atfu b'le bocha, should put on a tzitzis, but without a bocha. Says the Rama, the Rama finishes off over here and he says that if women will, if a woman does want to put it on, then she would be able to make a bracha. It's interesting words of the Rama, because it doesn't seem to pass like that, but because of the Yehura that was mentioned earlier, because of the arrogance, but he says that if there would be no problem of Yehura, if there would be no problem of arrogance, if there would be never mind that issue, a woman actually would be able to make a bracha, which is of course not like the Pesach of Shulchan Aruch. Sfadim don't make, right, women who shake lulav, they won't make a bracha on it, that's the Pesach of the Shulchan Aruch. Is that what generally the minig is? But Ashkenazim, we make a bracha. The Rama is just making sure that we remember that. Continues the Shulchan Aruch in Tziv Gimel. Cotton, Hayudea, Leis Atif. That's a fascinating Shulchan Aruch. Cotton, a child, which is pre-bar mitzvah. Hayudea, Leis Atif, who can wrap himself up, can put on properly a talus. Aviv, his father, Tzorich Likach, Loi Tzitzis. He will need to ask him to put tzitzis on. His father needs to ensure he wears tzitzis. Lechancha as a chinuch. This is only if he can put on a garment which has tzitzis in front, tzitzis in the back, and he knows how to wear it in a natural way. And also, that's interesting as well, and only if the child knows to hold the tzitzis, he needs to be able to hold the tzitzis during kiyashma. So the age of chinuch is, you need to buy your son a tzitzis, when he can wrap himself up and he can hold the tzitzis in his hands. So what age is that? We mentioned it yesterday. It's a slightly different get over here. But what age? That's quite young, I suppose, here.
I suppose.
Lechos b'shas ki hashema. The question here is, there's a very deep point over here, hidden. A very deep point, which is hidden in that. Is that what you want to point out, maybe? There's a very deep point in over here. There's a kasha here. What's the kasha in the Shulchan Aruch? I'm reading the words again. You need to buy a pair of tzitzis for your son. You need to. Tzorich. What's the chiddush element in that? Exactly. 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 Very interesting. It's really interesting. You have to v'chinuch. You have. It's very interesting that you yourself. You can relax. You can relax. But your son, you need to make sure he puts it on. As chinuch. It's very interesting. It's definitely interesting. I haven't got a full explanation in that. I mean, it's definitely a chiddush in the din. There's definitely a chiddush here in something about chinuch. That although you don't really have to put on a full kohanut garment, but you don't really have to, but you need to mechanech his son that he does. Isn't that interesting? Says the Mishnah Berurah, if cotton test, likach loy tzitzis perish, likach loy beged shedalet kanfas. You need to buy him a garment of four corners, lehatel by tzitzis, and to put on tzitzis on kedelech hanche be mitzvahs, in order that is nischanech be mitzvah tzitzis. You don't really have to. Chayvas, the Mishnah Berurah, the Shulchan Aruch taught us, chayvas, it's not a chayvas gavre. It's a chayvas money, it's not a chayvas gavre. You don't really have to. You could argue, but that's Mishnah Berurah coming to exclude that. You could argue that you have to mechanech a child that if it puts a four-cornered garment on, then you need to put on tzitzis. But the Mishnah Berurah comes clearly lafuke that.
But it also seems to be yesterday's remark as well.
It does a bit. Yeah. You mean as far as the age is concerned?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I hear that as well. The answer in a nutshell of the Achronim is that it's two levels in the age of chinuch. That from three to six, it's not really chinuch. From six on, which is about the age of here, there is a level of chinuch that it doesn't have to be a completely kosher tzitzis. It doesn't have to be completely kosher. For instance, the size. And only at the later stage, the later age from nine, that's when you have a completely need to have a kosher. Okay, that's just to answer your question. Just to recap what we've covered. Yeah. The Mishnah Berurah says that likach loy beged shel dalet kanfas latel b'tzitzis. So it's talking about talis cotton. A talis cotton. The Mishnah Berurah in Sifkot Mute addresses talis gadol. But that's not what the Shulchan Aruch is talking about. So just to recap what we've covered tonight, we started learning about, although it says Re'isem Oisoi, we learned that it doesn't exclude a blind person. A blind person is obligated to put on tzitzis as well. We said that he should make sure, the Mishnah Berurah says, either to touch, to feel the tzitzis, to make sure that kosher, or to ask his friend to do so on his behalf. Women, slaves, are exempt because Mishnah Sivan Goma, and we learned that although it's a time-bound mitzvah, it's different, and women will not be able to make a bracha and will not normally fulfill the mitzvah. The reason being, because it's voluntary, even for men, it's voluntary to do so. So it's arrogant for them to put it on themselves. Tumtum and Adrigenes, which are fakers, will put it on, but they will not make a bracha. And we finished off discussing a child, a cotton, who is mature enough to put it on and to hold the tzitzis during Shema. He has got the obligation, the father's got obligation to mechanechim and tzitzis. And we shall continue with Shem next week with Zman Tzitzis.